Sierra G4 here, thanks for that Sierra Delta Alpha Foxtrot. That's a very nice Martin. I would say 5-9 plus. Modulation, I describe it as aggressive, so it's very sharp in terms of the way that it's distorted. It's not a long list this morning. Would you like to join the VMAR Saturday morning AM net? Would you like to give a call now before we start at the top of the list again? So this is Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot listening for any further callers to the Saturday morning AM net. Yeah, I think there were two stations there. There was a Golf 4, and you were then covered up by something else. And there was another carrier beyond that. Would you like to go ahead again? See if I can copy you. Otherwise, I'll ask Paul or someone else to enlighten me. So, Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot. Can the Golf 4 go first, please? Well, I didn't hear anything that time. Paul, did you hear anything, Greg?
I heard the Mike Zero station. Here's a call sign is Mike Zero, India Delta Fox, and his name is David, according to my list, but I don't know where he is. So I heard that station, and as you say, there was another station there, heterodyning with him, which I didn't hear. Back to you, Bronick.
Someone came over the top of you, just to confuse matters. But I think he said it's Mike Zero in the Delta Foxtrot. Yeah, I'm sure there was a Golf 4 as well. If we've missed you out, would you like to go ahead now before we continue with the net? Go ahead now, please.
G3YNT was trying, but apparently hasn't been heard.
G3YNT, did you say, Bray?
Yes.
Okay, I've got Tony there, YMT, and MI0BOU. Haven't heard you for ages. So let's just go down the three that I've got. Let's see if we're going to hear M0IDF first. From Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot Almagrant.
Also,
Okay, thank you. M0IDS from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot on the group. Well, actually, I did hear you for part of your transmission. I'll give you a 2 and 5, something like that. I did hear your carrier cut, but I wasn't entirely sure, so that was that long pause. So I'm sorry I can't give you a better report than that, but that's conditions for you. Okay, let's go to North Vernon then, MI0BOU. Good morning to you. I wonder how signals are holding up at your end. From Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox, shut down the VMAS group.
MI0BOU
from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Project. Yes, thank you for that prompt. I did copy you recently once the start of your transmission and then took some hash appeared, which didn't help. But I'll only give you something like a 3 and a 6 or so in terms of reception. Yeah, I've also got Ken on the list. So let's first go to Tony T3YNT. Good morning to you, Tony. I'm sorry I didn't copy you earlier. For Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot and the group.
Good morning. Yeah, when I started talking to some on a sort of list, the current one, I couldn't hear the foreign stations at all, but you were 5 and 9 plus 20 on the S-meter at that time. Things have deteriorated. You're basically going back into a noise now, disappearing altogether, which I should qualify very rapidly by saying that on the S-meter, my noise level is S-9 plus 5 steady. And that novels a lot, I'm afraid. Last week I couldn't hear anybody on the net at all, except for one. Well, I thought it was over, but mentioned to me that I should have come on. Anyway, that was last week. Not a sausage. But this week I've heard a few, and I'll give some reports, or whatever that means. First of all, my name is Tony, located near Gloucester, running 90 watts carrier, with what looks like downward modulation
from a modern fruit mixer, I regret to say.
I think I shall have to put the sledgehammer through my Tiger rig. It just isn't strong enough to be used anymore. At 5 watts, nobody hears me at all. That's sledgehammer time, I think. Anyway, the first one I heard on this list was a D3YJO, 5 and 9 plus 15, so he was just clear from the noise level, fully readable. D0SGX
was somewhere down in the noise at readability 3.
Sorry about that, my fault. D4EJM, didn't hear a sausage, but maybe he wasn't there. M58KY, who used to be the good clear signal to the noise level of readability 4 to 5. And Peach's S9 plus 15, so it was fully readable then. The guy down in one noise. Yes, didn't hear anything. D3SUY, well, that was the change. That was 5 and 9 plus 20 on the meter, and steady.
So that was a good one from this location.
But the pretty much absolute error on the band, as always, is MW0SA2, who was that, which I called hello, he's wearing out my S meter. The only one to So very, very strong and wipes the noise out completely. Huge speaker.
9 was G6AVI. It was 20 over 9 with very clear modulation. I noticed, very clear. That was quite a good signal by most that I hear. And G4 10SX as well.
Thank you. Just to put him on the microphone, which he is. We're going to stay at 73 because we've got a few things to look around. We want to look around from the Australian Memorial here and go and get our breakfast in the local restaurant. We are an hour ahead of you guys, and we've just been snacking on some compo rations. So I'll say 73 from myself, Martin, and just pass you over to Tony for some 73 from him.
To come in is Paul. Perhaps you could enlighten me if there was anybody else there. M1 PBC from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot and the group.
Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox.
Mike One Papa Victor Charlie with a pause.
No, I didn't pick up anything, Bronick, but they can call in again during the pauses. So nice. Well-controlled net, Bronick, well done, and a lot of members on it, and excellent conditions.
I'm not going to go through all the signal reports, because virtually every station has been 9 or above, but a couple of comments. Bronick, your signal has been constantly over 9 with me, no problem at all. Ian, you'd gone down to 5.9, so you've gone down 10 dB from the first over, but still very good. So the stations below 9 for with me were Yen FAU, who was still at foot 5'8", and John in Northern Ireland, who unfortunately was in my noise and only about readability 2. I've got about a 7 noise level here. And notable stations, John in Conway, Bob AVI, and Martin JSX, all 25 over 9 with me. And I will concur with John, just as others have said, on Keith's signal. About halfway through, the carrier stayed constant, but the audio did a very slow fade, almost down to nothing, and then there was a sudden click, and it all came back to full mod. So obviously there was a gremlin there, but Keith may well not be listening. So as I say, great net, Bright, thank you very much for running it. And I won't come back unless I'm asked to help, but I will listen to the end of the net. So 7-3 to all on the net, 7-3 to any shortwave listeners, and back to you, Bronick, and the boys in Belgium. Have a safe trip home. M0DAF, M1PVC.
Yeah, G2YJ. Yes, it was Yan, PA3FAU, and he was just wishing everybody a very nice morning and saying he was hearing four very well. So, it was him. And reports since last time, G3YMT, spent 8 to 9, good signal. John, who I believe, CIU, I always find difficulty getting like. Cool sign there, but anyway, he was a good 5 and 5, no problems at all. So John, very nice, good to hear you on this morning. Ken in the museum was a good strength 8 on his calling, but then nothing hurt, so he must have gone off. AVI JSX pounding in, and I think, let me see, going down the list, everybody else was getting reports to as well. Lance over in Belgium, still holding up well, as was Ian, so most people have both got back. It's been a really good net. So I'm still on the wireless net 19, and the so-called high power unit, high power in, and it's a very misty, sort of damp autumnal morning this morning. And so with a bit of luck, and the MemSarb is away. I thought she was coming back from some travels today, but it turns out it's tomorrow, so it looks like I've got a radio day. So it's just fun. Right, thank you very much indeed for running the net. If anybody is interested, I will be listening on 60 meters during the day, so if anybody has 60 meter contact, then that would be great.
Very well. We now heard Mike Don. Are you still around, Don? M5AKY from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot out of the group.
Again, nothing here.
Yeah, Don's usually quite strong here, so I've still got Keith on the list. I don't know whether Keith, you want to come on and make any observations. You've had a few interesting reports there. So if you turn around, we'll leave a voice for you now. G3XGW, Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox, another group. Nothing from Keith. Another question mark as to whether there's a second round is from Peter, G3SUY. You were 5.9 plus. You had some pretty good reports actually from the country. So you are doing okay despite your reservations. If you're still around, Pete,
make a transmission now.
Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot Alpha.
MW0XHO with M0DAF. Thank you very much for running such a great net, Bronix. And I think I'll just mention the unusually strong signals. Yourself, obviously, very good signals do that, up to plus 20 at times. And Bob really is the outstanding signal. Since you did that aerial work, Bob, ABI, you're absolutely one of the strongest signals on the net now. JFX, not quite as strong as Bob today, and we're always wanting him.
Still a great signal, Mark.
And
they are the stages. M0 IDF, I've got them here, which was a good signal on the Vanguard, 587.
And Ben was strong on the Tories, but he didn't come back to us. John in Larm, he's always quite good with me, actually. 5.9, John. That's
M0.
And the last station was YMC, Tony. You're always quite good with me too, Tony.
We've lost at 5.9.
And with that background noise problem you've got, you need to get on the internet so you can get the benefit of the various SDRs, as they call them, around the country, and you could follow the net quite well
using that system, because some of them are located in those quiet locations. Nothing wrong with your transmissions there, so you're absolutely storming in here.
So there we are. What a great Saturday. I'll sign off and pass it back to you, Bronick, and thank you very much, and
good to hear all those great stations on. MW0XHO,
off and clear, and over to M0DAA.
John, can you just tell us what sort of output is that transmitter providing?
If it was as originally set up, it's got a pair of 813s, very similar to the 53 set and the 1509, but they're in push-pull as opposed to being in parallel, so it is quite hefty. But we don't run much above the legal limit, and a lot of it's down to the location and the dipole. We've got the cut dipole and no tuners at all, just a straight feed into the dipole using ordinary coax, so there's very little loss between the transmission and the antenna. So that's the position here. Back over to you, Bronick.
Yeah, W0XHO from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox. That's quite a hefty piece of that. It's interesting that the exhaust room push pull. I wonder if it's got a balanced output network as well. Anyway, let's go to Bob now for his second transmission. Bob, you've had some superb reports there. The only thing I can say, Bob, is that aero is so good that it does deserve an article for signal, doesn't it? So that others can emulate what you've been doing. We know also that it doesn't work well. T6AVI from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox right down the group.
You have the same as me, so there's not much in the article there tonight. I can't think why it's working as well as it is. I don't need location. Along the water table is fairly high here, but I'm not sure how much of a benefit that is. At the moment, the water table is quite low because we have to put a very, very much money. I'm energizing the tree, and that's the tree that's
guys looking for signal. Who knows? But it's north-south, slightly east of north, and slightly south, slightly west of south. So if you can picture that, that's the orientation of the doublet. So you're off sort of, you're not broadside there, Bronick. You're just, off one of the angles of it, I think. So I can't explain why it works. I've got 100 watts from the home blue, so there we are. I'll carry on with a few three more reports. On your 618H, but very nice signal. As people have mentioned, that piercing, strong, aggressive audio. I think that's a good description of Sonic data. So it's really aggressive, and if you were down in the noise, I'm sure you'd be heard. Similar to the Martin's nice sounding fluid mixer. You must have suppressed the motor noise because I couldn't hear that at all. And 90 watts on it as well. So it's doing very well there. Just a carrier only there, David. GC0YM, very good strong system. Only the carrier on the loop that I've done very, very slowly, John, but I've done something a little bit less sound. And D0NRK, well, if you can hear me there, I'm not sure what your angle is, but keep plugging away. Keep going, probably try and get into the thing in the morning when conditions are very good next week. Or a lot better than what they are, I'll say. But keep on going, you'll get there in the end. So with that, I'll pass it back to you there, Bronick. Very interesting there, and thanks everyone for the glowing reports from this discovery.
MGODS, D6ABI0. Yeah, D6ABI from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot on the first well. Before you make you change your aerial, I would have said don't fix it because it ain't close. But clearly, what you've done is a very good fix. And it's a combination of things that Foxtrot said that off the whole population system. And you do start to lose the directional element of it once you go into an MPIS application anyway. And so and John from North Wales speaks a lot sometimes, so it really is a complicated situation, but we all know that. Going down the list then, let's now go to Martin, G4JSX. We've had some good reports there, Martin. Seems to be working well. G4JSX from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot and the group.
Seem to be holding up as it were. S4VSC is still 5 and 7 with me. Interestingly, on I've got a soundwire receiver here which I use for nothing. My Edit 1 receiver. I copy shots of AVI with the aerial, 60 ohm aerial disconnected. Presumably the resonant loop over wire feeder and ATU brings enough RF planning to track on receive to be able to copy those two stations with the air office connected. So that's quite impressive stuff. Three or four times you haven't had. NJIDS David, I'm not sure where he was, but he started off at 4 and 2 and then was about a 5 and 6. Tony DTYNT, and your noise situation sounds perfect, about a 5 and 8, Tony. And lastly, John, MI0BOU, about a 5 by 4.
G4JSX from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox from the group. Yep, absolutely consistent there. Excuse me, Martin. No change in the previous report. And it was raining. It's been raining here since last night. Probably started about 5 in the evening, and it's continued to all night. And there is now a glimmer of brightness in the sky. So you never know; it might just take up a bit. It's meant to be much better weather this afternoon. Let's go and see if David can copy us, and if we can copy David. Because I only gave him a 2 and 5 last time. M0IDF from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot on the group.
Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox from M0IDF. Yes, sir, right. I'm actually talking to you, so hopefully things have improved slightly over the past is it working conditions here? This is my hub GTH. Unfortunately, I'm blighted by this BDSL noise, and it's looking at the HLO receiver, so some of the strongest signals come through. So, for example, Martin there, G4JSX, you're about 4 and 5, and Bob there in with his magic doublet, G6ABI. I'm listening on Hank Green, fortunately. I can hear everybody pretty much on Hank Green. I can hear him here as well. He's about 5 and 5, isn't he? Really nice signal. Very nice audio. John with the MW0XHO as well, with his pair of 813s. He was about 5 and 5 here, direct. But unfortunately, so the rest of the signals are coming through the Hack Green SDR just because of the high level of noise here. It was very nice to hear Tony from Belgium on Hack Green, and I believe I got a 5 and 8 from Tony, so that's quite remarkable. Anyway, so working conditions here. It's a KW Vanguard, which I've just been breeding on. A bit concerned about the mod. I did increase the coupling on the couple of capacitors in there to increase the belt response. I might have overdone it. So if anyone's got any observations on the audio quality, I'd be very grateful. I'm using an A-static mic. And the area is just a very modest quarter wave, which is set up as a bird style on an 8-meter pole. The counterpoise is a raised, fully tuned counterpoise, so just a single wire raised counterpoise that's tuned as well with coils. The only way to use is all going to be basically a home of coils. Like a lot of stuff for language, for his next and great thing on Hack Green. Thank you, sir. Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox in the group from M0IDF. Over.
M0IDF from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox on the group. Well, David, you've done it. Absolutely brilliant. 5 and 9, almost all the way, and you actually came up during your transmission a bit as well, so whatever you did, when you said you were tweaking it, you've done it. And actually, your audio sounds really nice. It is a little bit bassy. You could have a little bit kind of a top to it, because that will make a lot of difference under more difficult conditions, actually. But as it is, it sounds nice. I don't know whether it's your natural voice that's of it basically, or whether in fact you've accentuated it, but I think that's the only comment I would make. Otherwise, the carrier strength is absolutely fine. It really is excellent. Okay, let's go to Lahn, then to John in Lahn, and see how you're doing, John, and whether we can copy you any better than we were copying before, because only gave you a 3-7 last time. MIA0BOE for Mike 0 Delta Alpha Foxtrot Alpha Group.
Nothing heard here, boy.
No, neither here, so presumably John's not on. Okay, let's go to Tony, G3YNT. Tony, you had some pretty good reports there. You're clearly getting out well, and conditions appear to be quite good in your direction. So I wonder if you're still copying me, Tony, despite the noise that you've been suffering. G3YNT from Mike 0 Delta Alpha Foxtrot Alpha Group.
Well and truly, and I did just about detect M0IDF before, and I think it's my local noise report, so the other way, so obviously come up a lot. So that's the only comment other than that. That's the only modulation. Chalk and cheese, so I won't go back to chalk, but I'll leave the processor on. But I think it's got enough percentage on it. Best I could do with these modern things. I'm saying modern is not really. There we are. Noise crackers do nothing for that noise of a job. So it just has to sit there, I'm afraid. Sometimes it gets up to well over F9. I've seen it at 20 over 9 on odd occasions. Bearing in mind the danger that this is, I'm surprised it isn't higher, with extra things switched on and radiating off the power lines, which of course are my major problem. I've got four of them going over the back of the garden, which isn't far away, and two coming down to me and two coming down to the next door, both from a pole in my garden. I couldn't have picked a worse place than that. That was many years ago. Anyway, thank you for Thank you for the report, so you can try to get your degree. And,